Estevan, February in Estevan was marked by community spirit, cultural celebrations and noteworthy accomplishments across various domains. The month kicked off with updates as the Estevan Police Service, EPS, concluded an investigation into a July 2023 fire on 4th Street, determining it was arson and charging a youth. Young figure skaters from Southeast and East Central Saskatchewan showcased their talents at Affinity Place during the Region 1 and 6 Regional Invitational Competition, with 79 athletes participating, including 13 from the host Estevan Club. The Estevan Wildlife Federation honored local hunters, anglers and photographers during its annual awards banquet at the Estevan Exhibition Hall. The town of Red Vers received a Corporate Vision Canadian Business Award for Rural Community Excellence for Saskatchewan, thanks to the town's ability to pivot during a challenging time. A snowstorm on February 7-8 brought challenging weather conditions to the region. Residents were digging out from snow, strong winds and freezing rain. Cultural events took center stage as the Estevan Art Gallery and Museum unveiled two water-themed exhibitions, Currents by Regina artist Holly Fay and Light from Water by Hannah Yokozawa Farkerson of Saltcoats. The Souris Valley Museum complemented these displays by introducing the Adrian Patton Photo Collection Traveling Exhibit, celebrating the historical photographs of the Arcola Man. Estevan Comprehensive School, ECS, Alex Cheerleaders secured second place at the Best of the West competition in Moose Jaw on February 10. And the ECS Junior Mixed Curling Team claimed victory at the Southeast District Junior Curling Playdowns in Radville on February 9 and 10. The annual McLeod Series Basketball Tournament saw the ECS Alex Senior Boys and Girls Basketball Teams triumph over the Weyburn Comprehensive School Eagles in the Best of Four competition. Lampman novelist Maureen Ulrich released the second book in her new series called Gabrielle Rouge, Winds of Change Book 2. Hillcrest School revived its kindness club under the guidance of teacher Shannon Brown, encouraging students to embrace acts of kindness. The Whiskers and Wine Gala brought together 170 attendees in support of the Estevan Humane Society. Guests enjoyed a memorable evening featuring music by Weyburn's American Idol participant Braden King and his band. Hillview Manor residents crowned their Valentine's King and Queen, celebrating Pauline Benko and Ken Geisel. The Carnduff and Area Beef 4-H Club won the Provincial Junior 4-H Curling Championship in Prince Albert. Music lovers flocked to the Orpheum Theatre on February 17 for a special tribute concert by Saskatchewan musician Jack Semple, honoring Canadian legend Gordon Lightfoot. Over the family day-long weekend, the Estevan basketballers organized winter basketball and volleyball tournaments, providing lively entertainment for the community. Community celebrations extended to Oxbow, where residents enjoyed the Family Day Winter Fest. After 4 years of a break, the Estevan Arts Council brought its Winter Arts Camp back to the delight of many local families. The Estevan Great North U18 AAA Bears reached a historic milestone, advancing to the playoffs for the first time in franchise history. The Coldest Night of the Year Walk for Choose Life Ministry saw increased participation and fundraising. Longtime Estevan Taekwondo Club members Don DeChief and Wayne Brown demonstrated their expertise and dedication to the martial art by testing for their 7th-degree black belts, a rank signifying mastery. Estevan Canets members contributed to the 48th Tele Miracle fundraiser in Regina, helping raise an impressive $6,112,717 for Saskatchewan residents. On February 26, Estevan City Council approved $250,000 in funding for upgrades to the spectator area and boards at the Power Dodge Arena, ensuring improved facilities for local athletes and fans. Council also decided to remove the 1400 block of 7th Street from its inventory of snow dump sites. Envision Counseling and Support Center, Inc. launched a new Connected Families program to assist parents and caregivers in managing family dynamics, running weekly sessions in Estevan and Weyburn throughout 2024. As part of Saskatchewan Aboriginal Storytelling Month, Estevan Public Library hosted storyteller Heather Owatch on February 27. Owatt shared her journey and insights from her children's book, Auntie's Res Surprise.